subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. There's now confirmation from the U.S. State Department that Hamas has accepted a ceasefire proposal to exchange hostages and prisoners and provide humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
It remains our top priority to try to reach a ceasefire agreement that will lead to the release of hostages, that will allow a surge of humanitarian assistance both into Gaza and allow it to move around inside Gaza.
But Israel is saying what Hamas is agreeing to is not the same proposal that was under discussion, and it will take some time before an official Israeli response. This as Israel drops leaflets over Rafah in southern Gaza, telling more than a million sheltering civilians to get out before an Israeli offensive. Testimony about the paper trail of payments between Michael Cohen and Donald Trump in the former president's hush money trial today. Trump fined another $1,000 for contempt. The judge warning jail could be next. This is ABC News. Nathan Wade, the former special prosecutor in the Georgia election interference case, spoke exclusively with ABC News. He was forced to resign over his relationship with District Attorney Fani Willis. Wade told ABC's Lindsay Davis that he believes there will be a day of reckoning in the case, despite it being sidelined for months over scandal.
Do you think that you've done any kind of damage to this case?
None at all.
Even the public perception of it?
There again, this takes me back to the initial statement that I made. My private life became the focal point of the case. My private life has nothing to do with the merits of that prosecution.
You can see more of that exclusive interview tonight on ABC News Live. New recruits for the world's smallest army, known as the Swiss Guard. They're an armed force and honor guard unit maintained by the Holy See that protects the Pope. The Swiss Guard were established in 1506. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Aylin. Milwaukee police officer was shot and wounded late Sunday night on the city's south side. Milwaukee police say a suspect fired shots that struck a 29-year-old officer who suffered non-fatal injuries. Police say three persons of interest are in police custody, with two firearms recovered at the scene. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman commented on the shooting happening on Cinco de Mayo.
We don't understand the reasoning of having the use of firearms, especially in a reckless manner, when there should be a celebration about freedom and independence.
It's the second year in a row in which there's been a shooting involving Milwaukee police on Cinco de Mayo in that neighborhood. Another fatal hit and run in Milwaukee early Sunday morning. Police say two men, ages 41 and 39, were standing near a parked vehicle on the city's south side when a driver hit them and the parked car and then took off. The two men, who were brothers, were killed. Police later located a car matching the description of the striking vehicle Sunday night, about a mile from the scene of that crash. Police have a person in custody in connection to the incident. This latest incident, along with another hit-and-run last week that killed a 4-year-old Milwaukee girl, comes in the wake of a new report which highlights the toll of reckless driving in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Policy Forum analyst Mark Sommerhauser says it's a follow-up to a 2022 report. He adds efforts to combat the issue are underway.
You know, and in particular, with some of the new local leaders that we have in Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, Mayor Johnson, County Executive Crowley, have really made this a very high-profile issue for both of their administrations, and there are a lot of actions being taken.
Still, the report shows speed-related fatalities increased by more than 200% in Milwaukee County between 2002 and 2022, but they decreased by 55% in the rest of Wisconsin's counties over that same period.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some have the potential to turn severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
Under pressure.
Live from a starchy start to the week via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Angie Setzer from Consus, and later Carrie Artak from ArtakAdvisory.com. Directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chuck Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude. What a way to start the week.
Yeah.
The sellers were there to begin with. Mm-hmm. At the start of the overnight session, the sellers were fairly active in the market, and there was at least some slightly lower, modestly lower trade happening in the grain markets. But by the time we were done this afternoon, the markets were all sharply higher. So we'll find out from Jack what's going on, what he thinks. And then Angie Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting, back on AgriTalk here this afternoon. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Angie.
Yeah.
Speaking of conversations that I am looking forward to, you're putting some conversations on video that are going to be very enlightening and very entertaining, I do believe.
Well, that is the aspiration for the Grow Getters podcast. Learn a little something and have a darn good time doing it. The first one drops tomorrow. Big day. I'm really excited about it. I honestly have no idea how well received this is going to be or not, but I've got a production squad. We have put an awful lot of time and effort into getting this up and off the ground and are very excited about it. I hope people will tune in and check out a couple, at least, give us a look. Grow Getters podcast drops tomorrow on YouTube and really anywhere you get your favorite podcasts.
Right. Yeah. Is Flyover Whiskey your first one?
Flyover Whiskey's coming in, on our second.
Okay.
Installment. We've got the Painterland's or the Painter Sisters from Painterland Painter Farms in the rolling hills of Tioga County, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
It's a lovely program. We're very proud of our work. And I really hope people like it and learn a little something. Again, and I mentioned it on Friday, but you know, one of the great things that just sort of keeps coming up organically in the conversations, let's bridge that gap between urban and rural. Let's tell people where their food comes from. It's just taking on a life of its own. I'm super psyched.
Very good. Very good. I can't wait. Indeed. Cannot wait to see the first one. All right. For now, let's get to the markets. What do you got?
Well, Chip, wheat futures were a willing participant in general grain rally, with winter wheat futures leading the way to the upside. July hard red winter wheat futures opened lower, spiked support at Friday's low, then rallied to close well above Friday's high. The upside reversal in HRW futures builds upside price momentum, with the weather forecast calling for generally dry conditions in western production areas. July soft red futures also closed well above last week's high to generate upside momentum. Dry and cooler than normal conditions in Russia's southern production areas added support to today's prices. Export inspections of wheat week ended May 2nd, just over 321,000 metric tons, and that was near the bottom of trade expectations. Nonetheless, July hard red winter wheat futures were 25 cents higher today, 675 and a quarter. July SOW wheat up 26 and a quarter, 648 and three quarters. July spring wheat closed at 725 and a half. That's up 11 today.
Momentum built in that market as it was crossing over resistance levels. Yep. You could see it. And it was an impressive move in the wheat market today.
Export inspections of corn week ended May 2nd totaled 1.286 million metric tons. That was at the top end of trade expectations. With export inspections running nearly 33% ahead of year ago, some traders are looking for a slight increase in the old crop corn export estimate in Friday's supply and demand report. The forecast for more rain in the Midwest this week and increased risk of planting delays also encouraged short covering in corn futures. July corn opened slightly lower, spiked support at Friday's low, then rallied to close above Friday's high to complete an upside reversal and to close at the highest level since January 25th. July corn futures 8¾ higher, 469. September corn up 7½ cents to 476¾. December corn futures closed at 488½. That's up 5¾.
First week of May, and we've got rain in the forecast. That can be double-edged sword for these markets. Yes, the potential for planting delays, but this rain's going to do us some good later.
Export inspections of soybeans in the weekend of May 2nd totaled nearly 349,000 metric tons, in line with trade expectations. July soybean futures opened slightly lower and traded lower in the overnight session, then rallied to close sharply higher and above resistance at the March 21 high and the highest level since January 24. Flooding in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, and the threat of planting delays in the United States triggered aggressive short covering today. July beans 33¾ cents higher, 12.48¾. August beans up 30½, 12.46. November beans closed at 12.19¾. That's up 18¾ cents, Chip.
The old crop really stretched the gains out over the new crop there. We're going to have to talk to Angie about that and see if there's anything behind that spread action in the bean market today.
July cotton today was a whole penny lower, 77.06. On your livestocks, a $3.87 rally in heavyweight choice graded boxes this morning helped front month live cattle close higher. June fats 30 cents higher, 176.97 and a half. The August feeders 187 and one half lower, Chip, at 252.87 and one half. June lean hog futures gapped lower, firm to fill the gap, then drifted downward to a low range close. June hogs today 77 and one half lower, 98.17 to start the week, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Hey, Jack, how you doing, buddy?
I'm having a great day. What about you?
Well, yeah, it started off really, really good here for the week. What do you make of it?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, there is some pretty extreme weather conditions being reported around the globe for soybeans and mostly soybeans, also a little bit of corn. What's going on down in South America, important. And the wheat market's still affected by what's going on with the Russian crop. And then looks like we've triggered some moving averages and some short covering by the funds to really push on this thing. And I think it was kind of fun buying, fun short covering that really lifted the nearby months to their eyes. Yeah. And we probably, given the amount of fun short that's in there, we probably got a lot more to go.
Right, right. you know, it's that time of the year, isn't it, Jack, where if this thing builds on itself, like you said, there could be a long ways to go. But at the same time, it's that time of the year. A failed rally after the way that we started today would be kind of devastating by the end of the week, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to hope it keeps going, because if we fail now, it's not going to look good for the rest of the summer. And speaking as a broker, I could use a pretty good summer around here. So I'm looking for it.
I love it. Let's keep the volatility high. Let's keep some strength in the markets. And let's keep Jack happy, everybody. Let's do that. Jack,
hey,
good stuff, my friend.
Especially
that. You bet. Thank you so much. Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Okay, coming up next, Angie Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. We've got the weather to talk about. We've got fund positioning to talk about. We've got weather around the globe to talk about. We've got those spreads and the beans to talk about. Most importantly, what was today built on? We'll find out from Angie next.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Envita. Envita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Envita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Envita fits your farm. Envita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Envita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let AgMarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? AgMarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. Say, Chip.
Davis.
I have something to report on AgriTalk.
Okay.
Everyone has joined us, and that makes me very happy. That pleases me. Thanks for joining us, everyone who's listening out there. I tried something new, and I wanted everyone to make sure and update their scorecards. I tried anchovies on pizza for the first time this weekend.
Okay. How did that go?
I don't know. It was very pungent. Anchovies. The first two pieces were okay.
Yeah.
By the third one, I found myself picking them off. And then just before the show for lunch today, I made a pizza salad. You heat up a piece of pizza, cut it up into chunks, put it on lettuce. It's health food now.
Yeah, right.
I picked them off then, too.
I think you really
don't like anchovies. Yeah. I mean, the rest of the pizza's fine. You just pick them off.
You had quite the culinary adventure this week.
Oh, I tried a whole new barbecue joint, too.
Yeah.
Woo! There's a new fave in town, baby.
New fave in town on the barbecue joint? Mm-hmm. Anchovies on pizza?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this southern life is looking good on you, dude.
I need to spend some time on my bicycle this week and erase the damage.
All right. Like David said, welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're joining us. Angie Setzer, Conscious Ag Consulting, is our guest analyst today. Angie, it is great to talk with you again. How are you?
I am great, just being taken back to my days of working at the pizza place in college and those people ordering anchovies and me cursing them.
No? Okay.
It was, so congratulations to you for trying them.
Absolutely. See, they're delicious. They're delicious on pizza. They're better in a salad. You know, I'll admit that. But
Carl agree on that one. He's okay. He likes small canned fish too. So you guys can start a club.
And I'm really guessing tried those too. Yeah,
I'm guessing that Carl and me on the porch with a can of sardines and a sleeve of saltine crackers and a couple of bourbons would look pretty dang good.
I have a feeling it would be a good fit, yes.
Yeah,
I got a suggestion.
I'll let you two have that.
And while they're doing that, let's go make margaritas and have some nachos. Huh?
That sounds good to me. Way better.
All right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, let's get to it.
Yes.
What are you thinking? What a way to start the week, Angie.
I'm ready to party, man. I've been waiting for this for a while now. I mean, we usually get a bounce right after harvest. Mm-hmm. We didn't get that. And so we've been waiting for a while just to see this opportunity. And so, yeah, I thought I was depressed. You know what I mean? It turned out I just needed the markets to not stink. And so here we are.
Yeah. Today was more than not stink. Today was pretty doggone good. It's the kind of a day that can lead to something much bigger. It's also the kind of a day that sets you up for failure at some point. And I'm not convinced which one it might be. I want to believe that it's setting us up for some more short covering in here.
Yeah. And I think we are. I think that it would make sense if I were someone that was looking over the balance sheets currently, and I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not someone that's managing hedge funds worth billions of dollars. But if I were, I mean, I would look at the risk and recognize the fact that we've probably pushed it a little too far. You know, you've seen the Argentina crop reduced pretty substantially from what we were talking about. I'm thinking corn specifically right now. Like, you look at crop size around the world and you've seen some pretty significant reductions in supply, the supply outlook. You know, the U.S. still has a lot of available supply that's relatively cheap going into the world market and is super competitive. And we're going into a growing season, you know, with a whole lot of questions about what weather will look like and things like that. And so, yeah, if I were someone managing a hedge fund at this point, I would probably go ahead and pull my arms and legs inside the vehicle. And I think that's why you saw, too, you know, I think we saw a bit of an increase in open interest with last Thursday's rally. And I think that was kind of like a warning shot from your traditional players in the grain market, where it's like, okay, we're coming in long because this market setup says you should be, and you guys have one day to really kind of get your affairs in order. And then, you know, today was a day where you did see that short covering happen.
Right. You know, the old timers in the market like me would look at what's happening in the soy complex and say, finally, we got meal leading the way in this market. With a rally, I'm not sure that there's any chart that looks as impressive as that meal chart looks right now.
Mm-hmm. And meal has a story, you know. So if you look at it, where I think the significant issues that you've got going on in beans are pretty much South American centric right now. And so Argentina, you've got Argentina, what, 80% of their employments or 80% of their citizens are part of a union or something like that. I mean, it's a pretty substantial amount of folks in Argentina that are unionized. And so right now what you're seeing there is a rolling strike. So it's not really an indefinite strike from one group that's causing issues. Like today it's the freight group. So it's, you know, folks in the rail industry or the ports. Last week it was oilseed workers. Next week it's another group. And so, you know, you're seeing some disruptions to the ability to produce. You're seeing a slower movement to the pipeline than what traders were anticipating. And, you know, one of the things I wrote about a month or so ago was how sometimes the balance sheet and the physical supply pipeline don't match up. And that creates really interesting moves in the market. And I think that's what you're seeing right now is like we have a balance sheet. We have an understanding of what should be taking place, you know, eventually when we get to the end of a crop year. But how we get there is never really clean. You know, it's like making bologna or something like that. Like it takes a lot of effort and a lot of really gross parts to kind of get to the end. But that's what we're dealing with right now with Argentina. You've got Rio Grande do Sul with the potential of 3 million metric tons or so of beans lost there. They're Brazil's second largest producing state and their third largest crusher. You know, and so with crush margins as poor as what they were, with oil falling off, with issues kind of coming in with production, the U.S. is not being encouraged to run. You have to have meal rally to carry the weight. You know, we have that meal demand. We have that need for meal. And we're kind of a little short, or at least the perception is we're a little short in the pipeline as we move ahead. And so that's really what's driving this. And, you know, I'm ready to rock and roll right along with it.
Okay. So the South American problems, does that explain the spread action that we saw in the bean market today?
I think the realization is there that the U.S. could start to get some business. You know, if you see to where we do have Brazil's basis continue to rise and you see where the Argentina farmer isn't turning a lot of bushels into cash, or at the very least, it isn't moving into the export market, I think you see folks come back to the U.S. We have the most storable supplies. So from a reserve standpoint, you know, the U.S. could continue to get some business. And so folks had kind of written off the bean export program. To me, the spread action says that there may be something happening there. The U.S. is the best quality supplier who's able to drop everything and ship you a load of beans tomorrow without an issue. And so that has some value.
Okay. You asked, great summary of what's going on in the markets right now. Earlier today on X, you asked, what do we need to talk about? And Grain Monster came with a response right away. I don't know if he was kidding or if he was serious with his question of what he wants us to talk about, but I think it's a dang interesting topic. He says, give me some reasons why perma bears and perma bulls never change their mind.
I don't know. I know as a risk manager, you know, and I find myself like in, and I'll say this even after the run up from 21 and or 20 into 21 and 22 and all of that, you know, and I said it before that took place and we had a lot of cheap contracts. 20 was the worst year of my career by far. And I hope that I can say that for the rest of my life for sure. You know, just because we had a lot of low price contracts when the market started to shoot higher. And I still said at that point, like it's not having lower price contracts when the market's higher that's hard. It's having the opportunity to sell higher, not selling it, and then trying to figure out what to do when the market is lower. And so as a risk manager, you're constantly afraid that tomorrow's the day the shoe's going to drop and you're going to spend the next 6 months trying to console all of the growers that you work with who are trying to put together a marketing plan in a less than profitable market. You know, so I think there's a reason that sometimes you see some folks be described as perma bears, and that's simply because their job is to make sure that folks are selling when the market is rallying, they're scale selling, they're incrementally selling. And so sometimes I think they get a bad rap. The perma bull side, I mean, everyone wants a bull market. Everyone wants higher prices. You know, everyone thinks that the market's going to continue to run. And when it does, it's fun. And so I think that's just a natural tendency in this industry to want prices to move higher. I think it's just the hardest part of the job is to make sure that you're trying to constantly ask yourself if you're leaning too hard in one direction or not. And if the information's telling you to do something different than what you're doing.
Excellent. Okay. Which brings us to the question that we're going to talk about when we come back after this break is we had that nice rally in beans today. There might be some old crop marketings left out there, but if you've been waiting for a rally, what makes you work up the guts to go ahead and sell into a 30-cent rally like we saw today?
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, HRW wheat futures were 25 cents higher at 675 and a quarter. July, SRW wheat up 26 and one quarter cents to 648 and three quarters. July, corn futures 8 and three quarter cents higher at 469. December, corn futures closed at 488 and one half. That's up 5 and three quarter cents. July, soybean futures 33 and three quarter cents higher at 1248 and three quarters. November beans closed at 12.19 and three quarters. That's up 18 and three quarters cents. July cotton today, a penny lower, 77.06. On your livestocks, June fat cattle 30 cents higher, 176.97 and one half. August feeder futures, $1.87 and one half lower at 252.87 and one half. June lean hog futures today, 77 and one half cents lower at 98.17. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day Buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious broasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day Buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Abundant sunshine today with high temperatures smacking the mid-70s. Winds out of the southeast a bit feisty, gusting up to 20 miles per hour as a storm system strikes tomorrow, bringing some heavy rain, thunderstorms, and some have the potential to turn severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 68.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Glad you're with us. Monday afternoon, and our guest analyst is Angie Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Okay, Angie, let's go back to where we were at the end of the last segment. we got a nice rally today. It's a rally that a lot of guys have probably been waiting for. Mm-hmm. When you look at that bean market, well, when you look at the corn market too, gotten back up to some levels that guys have been waiting for. Now that it's happened, how do you work up the guts to go ahead and pull trigger on some old crop catch up sales?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to take into consideration, you know, how far we've come from where we were and how it felt to be where we were when we were there. You know, it was 3 months ago that front month corn traded down to what, 392 or whatever. And we all just wanted to cry a little. Yep. And so I think that's super important to kind of recognize that we're back to a point of profitability. I don't even want to say that because I don't know if that's the case for a lot of folks. I know for new crop sales, it is for us. But, you know, for old crop and the catch-up sales, it's kind of one of those things that you have to kind of make that personal decision. When it comes down to it, though, I think breaking it up into increments is the best way to do it. So if you want to build confidence, take into consideration what you have to sell, split it up into 10%, 25%, 30% increments, depending on how far behind you are from where you need to be and what you need to do to generate cash, and be a willing seller as the market rallies and sell a piece at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But most importantly, I shouldn't say most importantly, to me, if you've been waiting for something like this, don't ignore that it happened. Do something about it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like having targets in ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, we were filling targets left and right today, both in wheat, you know, 650 July wheat, 490 December. We got up to 489. So 485 December, $5 March. We had some bean orders filling, you know, above 1250 on the July. Looking at Nove beans above 12, you know, it's just one of those things where now is the time to be asking yourself where you wish you'd have been selling and make sure that you're taking a little bit, like the old adage, you know, that always floated around Twitter was taking a cookie off the plate when it's being passed around. And it's that sort of mindset that will save you from, you know, being caught in not selling when the market, even if this market continues to move higher. You know, if you're not selling today, that's fine. But where is the price that you're going to get engaged? And if you can't answer that, then, you know, what are you doing?
Right, right. Come up with a plan. If you can't answer that, get an answer and know what it is. Let's go back to Twitter, okay, from @ToddAnalytics. What's your confidence level of 45Z sustainable aviation fuel guidance dropping soon to provide clarity for corn ethanol producers, corn farmers, especially since the latter may have to alter some farming practices? Well, what happened last week, it was for 22 and 23 crop. Mm-hmm. We don't even have guidance on 24 crop and what it's going to take to get those 45Z credits. If they're going to do anything, they should have done it last fall to be timely. We're talking about the Treasury understanding the timeline of farmers. I don't have any confidence.
No. I'm right there with you. And honestly, you know, I've talked to a lot of folks in the energy industry. Like you've had Jordan Fife on here not long ago, I don't think. And he's one of the smartest people I know in the energy side of the business. And he has a lot of really great connections, you know, that work within the sustainable airline fuel part of the energy sector. And a lot of them are just like, listen, the ethanol side of things is going to be very difficult to accomplish. The sustainable airline fuel is also one of those things. They keep telling me that we are focusing on the wrong prize. And I'm going to say if the folks behind, you know, in the energy sector, and maybe they're just trying to discourage us, but I don't think they're going to come up with much that's going to help us for 24. And you know, I think there's other programs that kind of provide a premium for participating in those types of farming practices. And that would be where my focus would be as a farmer.
Okay. Very good. I asked you, I gave you kind of a multiple choice earlier today. What's going to be the most important this week? Russian weather, South American weather, first official look at 24-25 marketing year from USDA, charts and the attitude of the funds, or other. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think you've got, can you throw together the weather and the chart and the attitudes of the funds? Like,
sure.
I think those things. And I think, you know, what, dog wagging tail or tail wagging dog or however you want to look at it. Like, I think the weather and the issues that you're seeing, the Russian reports of Russian frost after worries over Russian production. You know, and the biggest thing that I'm seeing right now to me that tells me that the concerns that we're seeing are valid is it's translating over into the cash market. So like Russian wheat offers right now have basically been pulled. Russian barley offers have been pulled. Like that tells me that there's something that's gone on that traders are like, hold up. We have to wait and assess this situation because we don't know what else we are going to have to sell. You know, and so when you start to see those types of things happen, that's you're seeing that out of Rio Grande do Sul, that's when the uncertainty and the craziness takes place and the markets start to move, you know, and so that's what we're seeing. Weather has caused these issues. It's triggered, you know, some new longs coming into the market there the middle part of last week. That's created the market, you know, getting pushed up to some important resistance levels that we've broke through. Now is time for the shorts to cover if they are, you know, willing to listen to the market signals. And so it's really up to how deep the farmer selling becomes to offset the short covering. And if guys aren't rolling, if we're not seeing wheels that are rolling and crops going into the ground actively this week, you're going to be hard pressed to see, I think, a lot of folks be aggressive new crop sellers, even if they should be.
Yeah. How important is it that wheat's playing along with this?
Oh, it's huge. Wheat was the leader to the downside, and I think wheat's going to help be the leader to the upside. You know, one of the things that we really kind of didn't take into consideration or wasn't talked about as often as it should have been last year was how quickly wheat went back to the pre-run-up that we saw, the pre-inflation trade run-up. You know, and simply how much feed wheat we had available, you know, because if you have wheat trading cheaper than corn or in line with it, and you have a lot of wheat that's trading at a discount, you're going to hurt corn demand, which is one of the things that we've done this year. Now you're seeing wheat trade much higher than corn. It doesn't price into any rations. And so I think that's very helpful around the world when it comes to kind of increasing that corn for feed demand and some of these other things that we haven't seen for a while. And so wheat really needed to be the one to lead the way. And wheat gets a lot of abuse, you know, and for me, it's tongue in cheek mostly just because it can be such a crazy market to trade.
Well, it's fun to make.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's one of those markets where a lot of people don't know the ins and outs of it either. But, you know, wheat really is the leader right now. Beans have their own story, of course, with meal and in the protein sector. But wheat is the leader in grains.
Okay. Are you seeing any signals from the cash market that you think we need to be aware of?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned that about Russia. You know, I think the fact that you're seeing the spreads strengthen as they are, you know, today, this tells me that we're getting some signs of old crop demand, or at the very least, there's something happening in old crop that we should be paying attention to. You know, especially with the amount of old crop bushels on hand, like we should have seen, you would have thought we would have saw another round of big time farmer selling as we got up around 470 and it would have pushed us back. The fact that it didn't, and we were able to close basically above Friday's highs, I believe, you know, to me, that's a huge sign. And I think that, you know, there's something happening with the old crop demand that I think may catch some folks off guard, or potentially we could just see, like I said, the U.S. can command a premium and we can be above the rest of the world when it comes to the offers that we make into the export pipeline because we're able to ship it right away and we have the best quality. And that means something. And I think that that's a sign, you know, I think with the spread action that we're seeing, you know, I think it's a sign that we could potentially be seeing some folks inquire about getting some ownership ahead of the summer.
Okay. Does a crop issue in the U.S. wheat belt, does it matter? I don't mean to be flippant about it, but does it in the big picture, does it really even matter?
In the big picture, well, yes. I mean, it always matters. I think that's one of the things where like that's what's so beautiful about trading commodities is the butterfly effect is visible everywhere, right? So if, you know, if U.S. supplies are lower, depending on what they are, then one market out there, whatever market that may be that we export into, is going to be short. They're going to go elsewhere, you know, but I think a U.S. problem on its own is not is more of a cash market issue that's going to be more of a spread and a basis thing. A U.S. problem combined with other problems, obviously, is going to be a big thing. But no matter what, a production issue in one part of the world does spill over into into other parts for sure.
Okay, only a minute left. Only a minute left. What do you? Where do you want guys to have their head over the next 30 days?
Get your orders in and be engaged in your marketing. You should be looking at making sales here around these levels. These are great, great levels. These are opportunities to get started. And then work to incrementally scale, sell your crop every 30 cents on corn, 50 cents on beans if you need to. Break it up into increments. Scale sell as the market moves higher. Don't wait to make the decision until it's too late. And make sure you're booking a profit this year when you can.
Perfect. Perfect. Are you going to start selling ice cream?
No, but we are having an ice cream truck at the June meeting. When we're when it's over, guys, everyone gets to walk out on their way.
Okay, June meeting. June meeting. Give me some details real quick.
Right. June 19th in St. John's, Michigan. At the very end, you get ice cream. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Where can we go to learn more about it?
You can find us on consciousag.net, or you can find it on Twitter. I'll share details there at Goddess of Grain.
Beautiful. Angie, thank you so much. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Angie Setzer, Consus.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code RADIO10.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The truth is hard to come by these days. Unless you listen to AgriTalk.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us. All right. It's Monday afternoon. We just wrapped up a great conversation. I thought it was a great conversation with guest Angie Setzer from Consus Ag Consulting. Now let's get a chart update. Carrie Artak, Artak Advisory. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing great, Chip. Thanks for having me again.
You bet. Glad you're here. Don't forget, you can go to artakadvisory.com. That's A-R-T-A-C advisory.com. Get signed up for a two-week free trial of Carrie's daily service. All right, buddy, get us started. Where are we going?
July corn, late last week, we had a 2 to 3 week buy signal that has almost reached its objective in as many days. I mentioned this in the show last week in the mid 470s, now lower 470s. We closed today 469 even. 473 and three quarter is a weekly chart, weekly continuation chart that is the string together of previous high volume contracts, goes back almost a year. It is a channel top that can absorb buying not only through May, but possibly through summer trade. We do need to get up and over 473 and three quarter, close above it at the end of this week to set off what I would call our summer rally into July, a 2 to 3 month move that should then yield 578 and a quarter, which is the next kind of 2 year channel top. So closing above the 473 and three quarter, 1 year channel top, we've got a 2 to 3 month rally to the 2 year channel top at 578 and a quarter that should play out within 2 to 3 months where we could top out possibly through the rest of the year. But none of that is likely. I don't see any of that happening unless we can close above 473 and three quarter. Until then, this is an area to sell as we move through May and into summer trade. Below 473 and three quarter, we can fall back to 440 even over the next 2 to 3 weeks, possibly all the way back to that February low what was the lead contract? I think it was the March contract, put out a 404 and three quarter low. That is the low on the weekly chart for the year itself. 440 on the way down, I think, is a realistic 2 to 3 week target now. Now, there's no sign of selling at this point in time. We have yet to actually test 473 and three quarter. I think 470 was today's high. So for the next day or two, we could test this area. And if we fall away into later week, wouldn't surprise me. 440 even in reach within 2 to 3 weeks. Closing below 440 even is the clear indication for that 404 and three quarter within another 3 to 5 weeks. So I can't say it enough. 473 and three quarter, significant pivot point as we move the rest of the summer. onto July soybeans. July soybeans actually today put out a meaningful buy signal. It's only good for about 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, volatility has certainly spiked. We've got a vertical move going on right now. 1214 even is the big floor now, near term only. We closed today at 1248 and three quarter. So we could ease back to 1214 even perhaps over the next week or so. It is a buy opportunity for the next 2 to 3 weeks where I expect 1290 half. 1290 half is a 3-year channel bottom we settled below in early January that set off a long-term sell signal. Now, that sell signal isn't in play anymore, but 1290 half is still a significant ceiling of resistance that may well contain buying not only through summer, but even into later year. 1290 half is a big area to sell into if you're interested in hedging as we move through summer. And inversely, if we can close above 1290 half, then I see a real rally on our hands. 2 to 3 month rally to 14 and a quarter if we can close over the next, say, few weeks above 1290 half. On the way back down, if we close below 1214 even, that buy signal is off. I would then expect 1145 even within about 3 to 5 weeks, where we could actually bottom out into later summer and is a meaningful downward pivot point into later summer. And finally, July cotton, big sell signal about a week ago in this market, closing below a 1.5-year channel bottom that this week is at 80.20. That is our ceiling of resistance through summer. This thing can keep unwinding down to 70.21 over the next 2 to 3 months. That is the 2022 low. And I don't see a double bottom there. It doesn't look to me like it's likely to happen. I think this thing can go all the way back to possibly the 2020 low of 48.35 over the next full year of trade, holding below 80.20. Now, if we can close back above 80.20, that neutralizes that long-term sell signal, but I don't see a meaningful buy signal unless we can close above 83.15. 83.15 is our upward pivot point through summer. Closing above 83.15 July cotton, the mid-90s expected again within 3 to 5 months, but we're nowhere near that scenario right now. We are heavy through summer and even into later year below 80.20 July cotton. That's all I got, Chip.
Okay. All right, Kerry, good stuff. Thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Again, go to rtacadvisory.com. We were talking earlier about we're right on that edge in corn. Mm-hmm. A follow through buying could turn into something really big. And Kerry just confirmed it with what he's looking at on the charts. Nickel higher could get us a buck more to the upside or sell it now for a move down to 440.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We are right on the edge in this corn market and trying to figure out exactly where we go from here. Okay. Sure. First things first.
Yeah.
Take a look at that radar. We've got either tornado watches or thunderstorm watches from southwest North Dakota down to north central Texas.
Yep.
It's all over the place right now. There are some severe thunderstorms that have developed in northern Kansas, central Kansas, just east of Dodge City. So, boy, heads up. This could be a very active afternoon and evening weather-wise. Now, when we jump out to the 6 to 10-day outlook, this is for May 12th through the 16th. The above normal temperatures moving back into the Midwest. Wisconsin, Iowa, most of Kansas, and points to the west of that are looking at above normal temperatures, near normal temperatures through the rest of the Corn Belt, including most of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. Near normal precipitation also expected over most of the Corn Belt. 8 to 14 day, this is for May 14th through the 20th. The above normal temperatures are expected to extend to east of the Mississippi River, get over into eastern Illinois. Above normal precipitation expected over the entire Corn Belt. Grow Getters.
Here,
the first of its kind drops tomorrow.
That's right. Where? Grow Getters. It's going to be awesome. Terrific. Where? New podcast on YouTube, baby.
Go. There you go. There you go. Excellent. All right. And it's featuring the one and only.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. AgriTalk. Mean. News anchor, Davis. That's Michelson. Right. Come back tomorrow morning. We've got Jim Mintert here on AgriTalk.
Agriculture drives this country.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in conservation practices.
These programs help small farmers better their practice at a cost that they can afford.
They've helped me to not only take care of my family, but to take care of the land.
Today, these funds are at risk. Congress, protect conservation funding in the Farm Bill and keep agriculture viable for future generations. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or